Today, President Bush pledged that the government will do everything in its power to provide funds and benefits to all those displaced by Hurricane Katrina.
The responsibility of caring for hundreds of thousands of citizens who no longer have homes is going to place many demands on our nation. We have many difficult days ahead, especially as we recover those who did not survive the storm. I've instructed all agencies to honor their memory by treating the dead with the dignity and respect they deserve.
On Capitol Hill, both the House and Senate have overwhelmingly passed the $51.8 billion emergency funding bill for relief operations on the Gulf Coast. The bill now goes to the president for his signature. NPR's Andrea Seabrook reports.
The biggest portion of the bill, more than $23 billion, is for individual and housing assistance. That means home repairs, temporary shelter, clothing, and evacuation costs, and can also pay for medical and dental bills and funeral arrangements. The supplemental also includes billions for public assistance, like debris removal, road and bridge repairs. Workers from the Federal Emergency Management Agency and the Army Corps of Engineers, which is pumping water out of New Orleans, will also get billions of dollars to continue operations. And there are more funding bills coming, said House Appropriations Committee Chairman Jerry Lewis during the floor debate.
Our effort today will ensure that there is no disruption in funding for needed relief efforts. We fully expect to be approving still more assistance once we have an assessment of the full scope and cost of this disaster.
Democrats were not allowed to offer amendments to the bill, though many would like greater controls on FEMA. New York Democrat Louise Slaughter said the government will have a hard time finding its credibility in the debris until the U.S. emergency response system is analyzed and reevaluated.
Ours is a government which has spent tens of billions of dollars theoretically preparing our country for impending disasters. Ours is a government which justified its hold on power by warning us that only this administration's leaders could keep America safe. But the administration was not up to the task.
Many Democrats, especially those from the hardest hit regions, feel this way. Louisiana Senator Mary Landrieu returned to Washington today, livid.
I intend to find out why the federal response, particularly the response of FEMA, was so incompetent and insulting to the people of our states.
And today, House Democratic Leader Nancy Pelosi rejected Republicans' proposal to open a joint investigation of the federal response to Katrina.
Despite all the talk of bipartisanship, they have just on their own unilaterally put forth a proposal that will result in a whitewash of what has gone on here.
On the task force Republicans proposed, they would have had more seats and therefore greater subpoena powers. That's why Pelosi and other Democrats are now pressing for an independent body, like the 9/11 Commission, to conduct the investigation. But coming out of the White House this afternoon, Senate Republican leader Bill Frist defended the Bush administration, saying Democrats should put partisanship aside.
Unless it's going to be constructive and focus on the response to that natural disaster in a constructive way, working together, I think the American people are going to dismiss it.
Republicans are counting on that right now, hoping that by returning the focus to hurricane relief efforts, the party in control of Washington can dodge political blame from voters. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, the Capitol.